Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. What fascinated me about this article was just how blunt the authors were, both in criticizing current collaborations, but also in the specifics in the call to action to do better. This article effectively promoted the bigger report, which begs the question, how do we use content to promote something specific, like our services or a particular project? We can't depend on just spewing cool ideas anymore. Thanks to the tidal wave of content, that approach doesn't differentiate us now. What I have found that every piece of our content needs three things to effectively promote something bigger. Here they are. First up, a specific scope. Let's use this article as an example. The focus on the middle skills worker narrows the attention. It's targeted. Too much content out there is broad, so we can appeal to the most people. The more specific our angle, the more specific our recommendations can be. Next, proof of problem. It's easy to assume that everyone knows the challenge. Nope. But we also have to go a step further. We have to show the urgency of the challenge. Why action needs to be taken now. Otherwise, our recommendations fall into the nice-to-have category, which means it will never happen in a world of competing priorities. And finally, make a list of doable items. In the article, the authors cite specific commitments on both sides. These examples show a roadmap and also infer those other efforts, such as business advisory groups, don't cut it. The common denominator? Focus. Content that has one theme and drills down on that is the game changer. It's a strategic approach where one step builds on the other to create a strong case for the approach and the recommendations. And let's just stop and think for a second. Isn't that the purpose of content marketing? To promote something? It's time to get deliberate and strategic. Let's make that a focus for the upcoming year. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.